Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Woman Talking to Men. We are back for another episode of Understanding the Black Man. And I am telling you, the stuff that we are learning, ladies, we should be empowered, we should be enlightened, and we should be educated on how to treat our black men. And also how to treat ourselves, because these sessions we've been doing teaches us how we're supposed to act for ourselves so that we can attract the men, so that we can understand the men, so that we can become better partners, better husbands, better wives. We can become what God wants us to be for him and also for what God wants us to be for each other. So this is what it's all about. It's not about putting men down or putting women down or laughing at women, laughing at men, you know, and giving the men a heads up because you're doing, you know, you got this many ladies. Oh, that's over. That is for children. Children are still playing those games. But when it comes to adults and we are maturing, those games should be gone. The Bible says, when I was a child, I speak like a child. I act like a child. But now that I'm a man, things have changed. So, you know, that's paraphrasing, of course. You can find it in Ecclesiastes. But the Bible says that when you were a child, you act like a child. You speak like a child. You did everything like a child. But when you became a man, you put away those childish things. And now you're mature. And there's so many of us not mature as we should be at the age that we are. And like they say, age is just a number. So if we go by the number, society say at the age of 18, we are adults. But that does not make you a man, and that does not make you a woman. That's just the age that's put on us to say, okay, we're of that age, and we should be growing up and maturing. But I'm not here to talk about that tonight. We're still talking about Steve Harvey's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And last week, ladies, didn't we have a good time? I'm telling you, so many people are listening to the recorded broadcast. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. And they're still joining my Facebook page because every one of the recorded broadcasts is I put them on my Facebook page, and that Facebook page is Diane Dempsey. The Diane is spelled with a Y. That's D-Y, a capital A-N-N-E. Dempsey is D-E-M-P-S-E-Y. And in parentheses, you'll see the word the provider. So on that page, I provide you with every one of the recorded broadcasts that we do each Monday night at 9 p.m. Now, if you want to join the show, and give your ask questions, make comments or whatever, you dial 714-816-4636, and you will be on the recorded. No, you will be on live, and you can ask your questions, and you'll be on the radio. Yep, this is a great opportunity to give your opinion, give your input. I'll say whatever you'd like to say. All I ask is that you keep it clean because this is a Christian show. Even though I put it towards everybody because everybody's not a churchgoer, but I am a minister. My name is Minister Diane Dempsey. I'm the host of the shows, and I am a Christian. But I wanted to talk to the entire world, and this is global. It's everywhere. And I wanted to express it to the entire world. And I hope and pray that you will consider giving your life to Christ, because that is the way to go. Without him, I cannot, I would not, and I will not be anything. And now that I'm living for him, working for him, doing what he's asking me to do, I am just as happy as I ever could be. And you would be too. Okay, so without saying anything else, let us go in prayer. Heavenly Father, you're sitting high, looking low. You have your son right beside you. And I just want to say thank you to both of you and the Holy Spirit, because all three of you make one. Just thank you for all you've done and all you're going to do. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. It wasn't a day that was promised us. We did not know what we'd see it or not, but you said yes. And we thank you, God. Father God, look what's going on in Oklahoma. God, we'll never understand it. But you said we'll understand it better by and by. We ask that you have mercy on the families, God. Comfort those people, Jesus. There's so much going on, all the little children. Father God, have mercy, God. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, Father. Father, just be with us. We are so blessed not to have it happen to us, God. Oh, Father God, I know we don't know why, but God, you do. Help us, God. Thank you for taking care of us, all of us who have not experienced that. Thank you, God. And Father, we ask that you be with this broadcast tonight. Oh, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds so that we can understand how to love one another, because the black race is terrible, God. We are so, oh, God, I don't know the word to express it. We just hate each other so much, and they call it love. But it's all because we're hurting, God, and we refuse to get healed. Because we don't want to admit that we're hurting. We don't want to admit that there's some things in our lives that we need to change. We don't want to admit that we need you, God. And we don't want to admit that you're the only one that can change us. You're the only one that can make it better. We don't want to admit that there's a void in our lives. We don't want to admit it, because we don't know how to fix it. And we don't want to listen to nobody else. We don't even want to listen to the preachers on how to fix it, God. But, God, you gave the roadmap, and you told us, the preachers, how can you hear without a preacher? We done got so big, God, we think we can hear it for ourselves. You said no, no, no. God, help us, Jesus. Have mercy on us. And, Lord, if we can reach just one, God, we thank you. You give the increase, Lord. You teach the study. Let it be what you want it to be. And we're going to give your name the praise, glory, and honor always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are getting ready tonight to talk about how to get the ring and how to get him to say, I do. How to get the ring and how to get him to say, I do. Now, Steve Harvey, I just can't help but think about how he spilled his guts. And this is a man talking to women. And I don't care what you say, men, he was bold enough to tell us his side of the story. And you got an attitude, you got all upset because he told his side of the story. Why don't you be bold enough to tell your side of the story? Uncover some of the stuff that you did in your life. Because women can't do it by themselves. If you guys didn't commit to allowing us to give our bodies to you, we wouldn't be where we are. I'm not taking the blame off the women. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, you could help us. But you choose to use us. Instead of saying, no, sweetie, you're too good for that. And I'm talking about some of you Christian, supposedly Christian men. You will take it if we'll give it to you. Some of you Christian preachers, so-called preachers, laying with your congregation. I mean, it goes on and on. So don't just look at us and blame us. You got to blame yourself as well. Now, women, you should know better. You should take care of yourself. And you should be what God calls us, the apple of his eye. You got to know who you are. I'm not going to beat you up because a lot of us are hurting. hurting people hurt, and we want to be loved. So many of us women have missed out on being loved. Same with men. So I don't want to beat neither one of us up. But we have to admit that we have a problem. And until we admit we have a problem, we'll never grow. We just got finished doing Return to Glory. We did a series on Return to Glory. And this was dealing with how God made the black man his precious prized possession. And he wants to get us back to Return to Glory. We had everything. We had all the money, all the land, all the everything at one point. But now we have nothing as a black race. We have nothing. So go back to my Facebook page. Look for them. They're on there. Okay? Now let's get up to our topic tonight. Last week we were talking about getting the respect you deserve from a man. That's on my Facebook page as well. Good. It's very good. So go and look and listen to that. Now tonight we're talking about how to get the ring and how to get him to say I do. Okay, let's see what Steve have to say tonight. Thank you, Steve. All right. Now, Steve says, your man knows what you want. The ultimate commitment, the ring. Man knows this. When he first meets you, he knows this. You don't have to worry or wonder. He knows this. He knows, too, what he needs. And he knows that he needs you, if you're the right one. Okay? It seemed obvious, then, that he would get himself to the jeweler, pick out a nice, hefty diamond, and then plot out an on-bended knee proposal that would make the will you marry me pitch that Grammy Award-winning singer Seal made to supermodel Heidi Klum. Apparently, Seal proposed in an igloo he had built on top of a glacier 14,000 feet above sea level. And Steve says it looked like an invitation to the prom. You don't have to go that high. That was Seal. But Steve is saying, if you do it right, you'll get your man to do it right. But your proposal never comes. Mm-hmm. You look for a proposal, but it never comes. And the way your man is acting is not coming anytime soon. And so you wait and wait and wait some more. Now, I've heard of many women waiting and waiting and waiting. And they tell me it doesn't take that long for a man to know whether you're what he wants. It doesn't take that long. So when you're waiting all these years, ladies, let's see what Steve had to say. He has something to say about it. This is the story of all too many women, girlfriends who are putting in some serious work, not only because they love their man, but because they want to prove they're the one. Steve said, is everybody clear about how you prove to him you're the one? This is how you prove that you're the one. Do all the things for him a wife would do. Support him emotionally. Be loyal. Work it out in the bedroom. Tell him you love him often and show it too. Steve goes on to say, maybe live with him and have his babies. Get close, really close to his mom and sisters and friends. Basically, you give him everything he needs and all of what he wants. Now, let me go back and just detract some of this. I started not to put it in. I said, no, I'm going to put it in so I can talk about it. Okay, number one, you Christian ladies, work it out in the bedroom. Don't let nobody fool you. If God says it's a sin, it's a sin. It's still a sin. And you're not going to lose the man that God wants you to have. Okay? I'm talking to the godly ladies now. Maybe live with him. Nope. You don't need to do that. Because if you live with him, you're going to be in the bedroom. This is sin. Have his babies. Nuh-uh. It's a sin. So we Christian ladies know better. We should do better. Because God is going to count us. It's going to be a double, you know, it's going to be more on us because we know. The ones who don't go to church, who do not know, but even though they do not go to church, everybody knows right from wrong. But we are, if we're not in church, we're not. The Holy Spirit doesn't condemn us. But if we're in church, we get condemned all the time. And that's why we come crying back to God every time we do something wrong. Oh, God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Go down to that altar every Sunday. God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. But you got to do something to help yourself. Because you put yourself in this predicament, you can get out. I got out, you can get out. And I keep telling you, I don't care. You can stop it. It's not easy. God knows it's not. But you can do it. You can pull away. You can pull away. Well, that's enough of that. But I had to go there. I had to go there because Steve, you know, Steve is not putting God in this, but I am. Okay? Okay, this is a strawberry letter from a listener who calls herself Biological Clock Ticker. She's 31 years old, single, has no children, she's in a relationship, and she feels like a three-year-long booty call. Now listen to her letter. Dear Steve, he tells me he loves me and wants me to have his children. My biological clock is ticking like crazy, and we have been trying for the past year to get pregnant to no avail. I believe that this is a sign. The problem is that he says he does not want to be in a committed relationship or marriage because he doesn't want to answer to anyone. As long as I have known him, I have shown him that I am not at all like the other women that he has dealt with. I was there for him when he was injured, quit his job, when his father died, and when he was unemployed for months. I have been encouraging him and am there for him financially and physically. I've been waiting and hanging in there, hoping he'll marry me because I don't think that I will get anyone else that would want to have a child with me. Am I being a fool for waiting for him, or should I just let it go? All right. I wish you guys would call in and comment on this. 714-816-4636. Call me. I would love to have dialogue. What do you think about this letter? What do you think about this letter? Okay, let me see. Hold on. I want to open up this line here. Hello, dear.
Hi.
What do you think about that letter?
Oh, I think she ought to let him go.
That's right. Let him go. Let him go. This is crazy. This is so crazy. I mean, he doesn't want to commit to you. And you're doing everything you know to do. Let him go.
Absolutely.
Let him go. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see what Steve says. I'm going to block you out. I'm going to block you out here. Okay.
All right.
Come on, baby. Just lock her back out. Okay. Let's see what Steve says. Steve says, she and all too many women in similar predicaments can't understand why, after all of this hard work, he won't give her the one thing she needs and wants. He says, well, let me break it down for you and her. Your man hasn't asked you to marry him because of one or more of the following reasons. Number one, he is still married to someone else. Or number two, you're really not the one he wants. Or the real answer you don't want to hear is number three. You haven't required him to marry you or set a date. So it's either one of those three things. He doesn't want you. He's married already. Or you didn't give him any requirements. Remember the segment we had, the show we had on standards and requirements? You have to set those requirements in the beginning. Go back and look at to my Facebook page and listen to them, because I can't go back and rehash everything that we've gone over, but we went over them. So that's why, that might be why your man's not giving you the ring and not saying I do. Okay. In fact, Steve says, I know of a few guys whose ladies are smack dab in the middle of this predicament right now. One that stands out is a couple that dated for a year before she ended up pregnant. To her credit, the single mom, she has a son from an earlier failed relationship, knew she didn't want to have a second child with a man who wasn't there to help raise her kids. So she made it simple for him. She says, I'm only going to have this child if you're willing to be a father for real. Not this part-time every once in a while when I feel like it kind of bad. And faced with the prospect of losing her and his baby, he stepped up to the plate. He agreed to be there for their child and gave up his apartment and moved in with his girlfriend while they prepared for the birth of their son. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? So far, so good. Oh, she thought the proposal, the ring, and the wedding would follow shortly after the baby was born. To his credit, her boyfriend did come through with a ring. Listen, ladies, but she's been wearing it for 7 years now. And though she's been hoping, waiting, and praying for a wedding date, they are no closer to walking down the aisle today than they were the day that child was born. You see, ladies, all because she did not give him requirements and set some standards. And don't wait too late to set their standards and give and the requirements. You got to do this right away. And Steve says, if you're in a relationship now, still do them. But when you get another relationship going, if you're in a new relationship, set your standards. Go back and listen to the program. It's on my Facebook page so you can know what standards to set. They share a home, Steve says. They share parenting responsibilities. They share bills, schedules, car notes, church pews, and most certainly a bed. But they don't share the last name or marriage certificate. So you wonder why it's so hard for you to get the ring and the I do. And Steve is gonna make it much clearer. So stay on board. She can't understand why they're playing house instead of making an official home together. He feels as if they've got a home, and really, there's not much more need to go any further than they have already have. They got a home. He feels comfortable. He doesn't feel there's no need to go any further. And they'll tell you in a minute, what is a piece of paper? That's just a piece of paper. That's a very good piece of paper. That's a piece of paper telling you that you're mine. That's what that paper's for. But you can walk out and no responsibility. But with that paper, you walk out. I can get alimony. I can get child support. I can get child support without the paper. You're right. But I bet you I can get much more. It's cheap to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her, and that is the truth. Okay, let's go and see what Steve says. And this is the dilemma. See, to some men, marriage fits into the same category as eating vegetables. Now, Steve says, to some men, marriage fits into the same category as eating vegetables. You know it's something you should be doing, but you don't really want to because, well, the greasy, fat-filled, salty, juicy burger and fries is just so much more satisfying. You hear that, ladies? I've told you time and again in this book that we men are very simple creatures. And if it were not for women, we'd be living rather well. Simply, the money would go to mostly shiny things. Our time would be spent watching sports and strippers. And there would be no need for most of us to keep a clean house or dress nice or do anything other than play video games. We're happy living this way. It makes us feel young and carefree. Marriage does not. Responsibility and marriage do not fit into that feeling until all of the plan gets tired and we realize we have to be grown-ups or something, or someone makes us grow up. You hear that, ladies? But here's what you need to know. Men are pretty clear that marriage is what women want. That despite your independence, despite the statistics that say half the marriages in America end in divorce, despite the amount of time, work, sweat, and tears you know you'll have to pour into building an imperfect relationship, in the end, you women still believe in the fairy tale of the husband and the house and the white picket fence and the 2.5 kids. Yes, and we're going to believe that to the day we die, because that's what God made us to do. God said it's a good thing if a man findeth a wife. That's what he brought. That's why he made Adam and Eve. Eve was the helpmate to Adam. We women are helpmate to men. That's our DNA. So, yes, we women do want to get married. Yes, we women do want to have someone to love us. And we've gotten to the point where we feel when we say we don't want to get married, we don't want the headache. And the only reason we don't want to get married is because we can't find a man that we want to marry. We can't find a man that's going to treat us halfway decent. Well, decent, I should say, not halfway. We can't find that man. And the reason we can't find that man is because of the mistakes that we've been making over the years. And if you listen to these recorded messages, Steve Harvey's book, you'll find how you can fix it. So you won't have to be going through all of this again. Sit back. Get off the roller coaster ride. Get off long enough to get yourself healed from the last relationships, so you can see clearly. Because 9 times out of 10, you made the same mistake you made the first time, and you got the same type of man. Because that's what we do. Until we fix it, we can get fixed. So until we can get healed, we make the same mistakes. I got off the roller coaster ride because I got tired of making the same mistakes. And I had to look. I had to sit back and search me and see where I was going wrong. And I thank God I got off the roller coaster ride. And now when I get on the ride, I'm well endowed. Because I know what I'm doing. I'm well educated. I'm knowledgeable. I wouldn't make the same mistakes I made before. Okay, let's go back to Steve. Men are also clear that they can slowly give out the things that make it seem like they're making the march to the altar just to keep you hanging in there. Men are clever ladies. And as soon as they give you a little whiff of I'm interested in you, we go crazy. We just go crazy. And then our mind starts to roaming and our emotions get in the way. And we just start putting the last name back there and start thinking about the wedding and the marriage. The man is not even nowhere in the picture. But we're doing all this in our little minds. And all the time, he's just giving us enough bait to keep us on the hook. Okay. Trust me, Steve says, when I say this, men do everything with a purpose. Men do everything with a purpose. Men do everything with a purpose, ladies. Men do everything with a purpose. And in the case where a man dates you for an extended length of time, moves in with you or gives you a ring but still refuses to be pinned down on setting a date, a wedding date, he's doing it to lock you down. He wants you, and he doesn't want anyone else to have you, but he doesn't want to marry you because he doesn't want to be locked down. Steve didn't say that part. I'm saying it for you. Okay? He wants you locked down, but he's not going to be locked down. So he's out there still seeing other women and doing some of the things that he planned on doing. And that's why he didn't want to get married in the beginning. But he doesn't want to let you go because he's afraid he's going to lose you. So he gives you enough to keep you on the hook. And some people, some ladies is pleased with that. Some are not. Let's see what Steve has to say. And I'm here to tell you, the only reason a man gets away with a lengthy engagement or holds off the proposal altogether is because his woman hasn't required him to set the date. She is stupidly sitting there allowing her boyfriend to dictate to her when he's ready. Though she slept with this man, cut off any other prospective husbands, and in some cases moved in with him and even had his children. Steve says, simply can't be diplomatic about this. It's just plain dumb. Ladies, do you hear that? It's just plain dumb to give all you have to one man who will not say I do, who will not give you that ring, who will not walk down that aisle with you. And you keep doing and you keep doing and you keep doing, hoping that he will change his mind. And he's not going to change his mind because you didn't give him any requirements of when to set that date because you're so afraid you're going to lose him. And if you lose him, he wasn't the one anyway. He really didn't love you if you lose him. Let me let Steve tell you. Okay? Get into your man's mindset here. Act like a lady, think like a man. If a man is willing to be your boyfriend at length, live with you, be an involved father, or give you a ring, he has already taken himself off the player's list, technically. He scratched his name off the sport fishing registry. He can't bring babes to the house. He can't bring ladies to the house. He can't talk on the phone or take any phone calls from babes at the house. He can't leave to go see a babe when he wants to, or stay with her all night. He knows he can't give his money to any other woman because he's pooling it with you. Why does a man in a committed relationship with you accept the love list of he can't? Now, why is this man is going to accept he can't do this and he can't do he's doing everything, but he won't say I do. He knows he can't do all those things, but he won't say I do. Because he wants you and he doesn't want to lose you. That's what I just said. I wanted Steve to tell you. So now there's only one more step to get the marriage equation, the setting of the wedding date. You know you want it, so here's what you do. Get some requirements and standards and enforce them. Tell him something like, I love you, you love me. We're in a terrific relationship, one that I've always dreamed about. And what I want now is to be married to you. So I need you to set a date and get back to me in a couple of weeks. If I don't get asked by then please know I'm not sitting around waiting for you to dictate when my happiness button gets pushed. The arrangements we've had now are not making me happy. What? Steve says, this is perfectly reasonable request. He said, this is reasonable. Otherwise, how long are you going to stay in the arrangement where you're not getting what you want? 4 years? 10 years? Forever? The timeline is yours. Stop giving up your power. We talked about that last week. Stop giving up your power.
The power is in your hands. You're giving it away to him.
The moment we see you're willing to put aside your hopes of walking down the aisle, we're going to shelve it too. They're going to put it on the shelf. And we're going to go on ahead and keep on renting you out with the option to buy if you let us. My goodness. Rent your own. They're going to keep using you and using you until you say, okay, that's enough. Then they'll buy you if you enforce it. Don't that make you feel less low? I wouldn't say less than a woman. But don't that make you angry? Don't that make you kind of sad? Don't that make you kind of feel like you've been used? Are you being used? Well, you are. That's exactly what you're doing. You're being used. Steve says, don't be the Baltic Avenue on the Monopoly board game, the one that anyone can just roll the dice, land on, and pay a couple of dollars to chill on without any obligations or worries. You've got to go to Broadway on the game board. Make your man round the corner and land on that high-end property. Recognize that you're prime real estate. That's for purchase only. Okay? You got to care enough about yourself, and that's where the problem lies. You don't care enough about yourself. You don't see yourself as prime real estate. You don't see yourself as a special person in God's eyes, apple of God's eye. You don't see yourself as beautiful and well made. You don't see yourself as somebody. You don't see yourself as too good for this. You don't see yourself in high standards. You're better than that, honey. I'm telling you from my own mouth. Lady talking to lady, you're better than that. Each and every one of you are good. God loves you so much that he gave you all of this and some. He gave you all this power that you have. He gave you all these abilities that you have, this nurturing spirit that you have, this loving spirit that you have. And yes, you want to be loved and you want to give it away, but you got to give it to the right person. Don't give it to the wrong person and continue to give it to the wrong person when Mr. Right is still right there. Why are you wasting all this time on Mr. Wrong? Mr. Right's still waiting. And then somebody else is going to come along and get that Mr. Right. And then you got to wait some more until God makes somebody else for you. Because men is not going to last as long as we last. Men are going on with their lives. But we stay and we wait. And we wait. And we wait. Because we are so afraid we're not going to get anybody else. You heard the strawberry letter. That lady was so afraid nobody else will have a baby with her. My goodness, ladies, don't ever be afraid to be happy. Don't ever be afraid to have joy in your life. Have peace in your life. You got to love you. Love you. I'll be honest with you. It's beautiful to be by myself than to have a headache. Somebody who I love and they don't love me back. And me being abused. He never shows up. Promised to take me out, never comes. Get the apology though, because he wants to come over, and then we start all over. It's the breakup to make up, and then you go through the same thing, and it happens again and again, and we stay there and we make these excuses, and he comes with these nice excuses, and we buy every bit of it. And then there's another man just sitting there waiting, and he's waiting, he's waiting. And then you took too long, so he went on with someone else. My. All right, let's go back and see what Steve says. Steve says, note, this is not about asking your man to marry you. It's about taking yourself out of that 1945 mentality where you stand around waiting for some guy to beg you for your hand in marriage. You've had it drummed into your head so cold that I'll never ask a man to marry me thing, that you've lost all sensibility when it comes to getting what you want. But it's not 1945 anymore. Back in the day when my parents and their generation were courting and getting married, women could afford to wait around for the man to get it together because, really, the options for men were limited. If a guy lived in a farmhouse, the next farmhouse was 2 miles away, and that one might not have a girl in it, just two more boys. So he'd have to walk another 2 miles to actually see a potential mate, much less find the one. And when they courted, they courted. He had to walk over there, write little messages on rocks on the way over so everybody knew his intentions, leave a note by the tree and send up smoke signals so the girl knew what was up. Oh, the courtship was far more romantic because the men knew they had to behave properly, not just for their intendees, but their intended dads. The boys had to go over to the house, ask permission to sit in the rooms together, and adults were present because there wasn't any extra rooms for them to sit in alone. And that courting culminated in the men pulling the fathers aside and with their shoulders squared and chins up asking the fathers for their daughters' hands in marriage. And whatever the father said is what went. Okay. So that is back in the day when the men were required to come and ask the parents for the dad for the hand of the daughter in marriage. And if you wanted to see his daughter, you had to do that. Now, I had to do that with my parents. Anybody I wanted to go out with, they had to come and meet my parents, and they had to be approved. And they come to the house. They had to sit. Well, Mom and Dad didn't sit in the same room because this is not too long. I mean, I'm not that old. But anyway, they would let us sit in the room. Lights had to be on, and there was a certain time he had to go home. And if you did not keep up with the time, they will politely tell you it is 10 o'clock, and that was the time. It's time for him to leave. And during my time of courting, like I said, I'm not that old, men would walk quite a ways, not miles, but quite a ways to see his girl, and they had to walk back in the dark. Because I'm from South Carolina, it's dark, dark, dark. But they did it. They did it. So it's not that far away, Steve. It's not, hasn't been that long. In the South especially, that the women, that men still go and ask for the girl's hand in marriage. So I wouldn't want to take that away because it still happens today. And I would still love to see that happen. With my children, I always made sure that they brought the guys or the girls to the house because I want to see and prove. Okay? But that's what Steve was talking about. Now, as for asking a man to marry you, with this situation, you're already in a relationship. This is what he's talking about. And you are waiting for the ring. And this is when you're telling him you want a date. Not the one where you were searching for a husband, because the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he findeth a good thing. So the man is supposed to find him a wife. And when he finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Not we're searching for the man. And that's basically what that means. Now, don't get me wrong. If you see a man and he spots you and you get your eye, you let that man know if you're interested, give him a smile. That's all you have to do. Now, most of us are not going to do that. And then how you expect a man to know? How you expect a man to know you're interested if you don't smile at him or say something or do something? Okay? So let's not get messed up. You know, God says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Come on, he's trying to find you. And you ignoring him. Well, what do you expect him to do? He's going to the next. Because you got to let him know that
You got to make it easy for him to come because it's hard for a man to approach you. It's very hard. And some of us got all these frowns on their face, guilty. I mean, because I could be one. I could be one. I could be one of those. Because at the point, at that time, I may not even have that on my mind. So when you're looking at me, I might turn my head. I don't know. But if I'm interested, I will give you a smile. But I'm just saying, I'm being honest. Sometimes I do it. But how are you going to let the man know you care, that you're interested? Okay. Let's go and see what else Steve has to say here on my mind. Okay. Now women have been taught all their lives that if a man loves you, he will court you and ask you for your hand in marriage. Okay, we read that. No. This is right. Okay, the problem with this is that you've been trained to use 20th century logic in 21st century situations. There's no slim pickings of women out here. Women are at every turn working with men, living in apartment buildings with them, riding the bus and trains with them, hanging out at the clubs with them. Technology such that you can contact a woman without ever even seeing her. It's not 1945 anymore. You can't hang on to those old days. This, if he wants to marry me, he'll ask me thing, has got to stop. Because we're not going to ask you when you're ready. We're going to play with you until you give us your requirements and standards. I'm telling you to set a timeline for the ring and the date and tell the man you want to be married to what it is. Okay? Steve is saying they'll play with you. They will play with, we're going to play with you until you give us your requirements and standards and stand by them. Now, we make them, but we don't stand by them. And Steve is going to tell us why in a minute. I recognize this is hard. He says he recognizes it's hard. But let me tell you what's really hard. Dating, living with, having a baby with a man who has no intentions of marrying you and 8 years up the road, he walks out and you're left to find a new man, pay all the bills after years of splitting them with someone else, raising those kids on your own. That's hard. Oh, it can be done. Yes, it can. But recognize just how hard that will be. All I'm suggesting, Steve said, is that you get the little uncomfortable moments out of the way early. Let him know now what you want and expect. Make clear to him what you're worth and that you come at a cost. Tell him how much you're worth, like you're about to list yourself on eBay for $1 million. Break down your value. Say, I respect you. I adore you. I'm affectionate. I pay attention to you. I'm punctual, I'm kind, I'm loyal, I'll have your children and love them madly, and all of this is available for a handsome sum. I need your time, loyalty, support, affection, attention, punctuality, kindness, gentleman ways. I need the doors opened, chairs pulled out, your respect, and above all else, your love. I also expect a diamond ring and a walk down the aisle. Now, Steve is laying it out for you. You can put it however you want to. But he's giving us everything to say, the way to do it. You can put it however you want to. And he says he knows it's hard. But wouldn't you want to get that out of the way? And if a man runs from it, don't you want him to run? I just had the opportunity to do this. Do this experiment. And the man didn't really run, but let me put it this way. I don't know how to put it because I really wasn't interested, but he was more interested and you know, and I don't know, you know, you gotta know when God's in something, so I'm no wasn't sure whether God's in this or not. It's like, this is not what I asked for God. I'm not gonna go any deeper because he may listen to the program. But I didn't ask for this, God. I didn't ask for this. But if this is what you want me to have. So then when you have this situation, you have to sit back and wait and look and listen and just observe. But I put my requirements out there. And he mentioned, he said, I can deal with that. I can deal with that. I can deal with that. But it wasn't as though we were trying to have a relationship. Because my number one thing, and I told him this, we got to be friends first. And if we're not friends, I'm not going anywhere. I want a friendship first. I want to get to know you. And we were doing, you know, he was talking and I was talking. And, you know, I mean, his choice was someone else. And that's fine. Because if you can't meet my standards, I don't want you. And that was, I mean, I haven't known him that long. But he's the sweetest guy. He's still sweet. I have nothing. I want him to be as happy as he can be. And I mean that with all my heart. Because there's nothing, you know, it's nothing between us. And there were some things that I really didn't, you know, I was looking at. I mean, there weren't big things. But anyway, but if God has someone for you, it'll be. But I don't play number two. Sorry, I don't play number two. So he made his choice. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going on. Next. And he won't be able to get back in. But that's just me. Okay. Now, when a man hears this is what Steve is saying. He's going to pay attention because you placed a high value on yourself. He'll see that and question the situation. Is she worth all of that? You see what I'm saying? If your cost is too high, he will move on. But if you don't want that guy, okay, if his cost is too high, he'll move on. But you don't want that guy anyway, right?
Right.
And that was my decision. I don't, my cost is not that high to me. So you can accept my cost. So I don't want you. He's just looking to rent you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to rent me. Show me your money does not bend my head. I could care less how much money you have. I am not a whore. And if you got to pay me, I don't need your payment. So anytime a man shows you, flashes his money towards you, and it was discreetly, but he still flashed it. I knew then. See, red flags. Red flags. People who rent don't care anything about the property they're with. They let it get run down, beat up, don't care what it looks like. They use the space, and when they find something better, they decline the new lease and they move on out and onto the next rental. And all of us rent kind of like understand that because we've seen it. You may not do it, but you've seen it done. People who rent apartments, they mess them up, they tear them up. Especially the projects. You know, we've seen so much of this. Okay, you want the guy who is ready to make the Broadway purchase, the one who's looking to move on, stay a while, take care of the lawn, make sure the plumbing is right, paint the walls, add furniture, pay the mortgage faithfully. You know, make your house a home. That guy right there, he's the one who will take responsibility and pop the question, like you need him to. After all, boys shack, men build homes. Say it again, Steve. Boys shack, men build homes. I love it. Demand that he be a man about it. If he's not in love with you, he's not going to go for any of this, so now you know. But if he loves you, he will profess it, he will provide for you, and he will protect you. If he really loves you, the ultimate profession is, this is my wife, you can start with, this is my girl, or this is my baby's mother, or even, this is my fiance. But after a couple of years, you need to move beyond this fiance title. At the very least, you deserve clarity, because women do not do well without clarity. The thing you all want to know is, where's this relationship going? Do you love me? Am I the one? What do you see for us?
That's in a nutshell. Every man knows this is coming up the road for him. Every man knows. Every man knows this is coming up. He knows that a woman is going to ask these questions. He may not be ready for it now, but if he's not ready for it now and you are, then you don't have a good match, do you? Okay, ladies, you hear that? You're ready for it, but he's not. That's not a good match. Tell him goodbye. So why waste all your valuable years on something that's not going where you want it to go? Instead, you should seek out someone else who wants to go where you're going. I truly believe that's why there are so many women in their mid-30s unmarried, because somewhere along the line, they just didn't put their foot down and move on. But I can tell you from personal experience, put your foot down, set some standards, and watch how fast he falls in line. The reason I'm married to Marjorie, Steve says, is because she had a timeline, some requirements, and some standards. I saw them early in our relationship. I saw them on the night our relationship was about to end. I saw them when I got her back. I'll tell you this much. If I still had the factory job at Ford and she needed $400 of my $600 paycheck, I would have given it to her. I want to protect her, and she makes me proud to be her man. You can have this too, Steve says. Don't be another heartbreak story. Start putting yourself first. Get where you want to be and make your man be all that he can be. Remember this. The number one cause of failure in this country is the fear of failure. Fear paralyzes you from taking action. Don't be afraid to lose him, because if a man truly loves you, he's not going anywhere. Amen. Amen. And again, I says, thanks, Steve. Any questions, any comments? That's it for tonight. This was great information, ladies and gentlemen. This was great information. So I'm telling you, Steve is putting it out there, and it's up to us to utilize it, take advantage of it. And if we don't, it's our problem, not his, not the man's. Stop blaming the man. No, the man is, and all men are alike. Yep, all men are alike because you allow them to be. Just like Steve said, all men are alike because you allow them to be. But if you take charge, you got the power, the ball's in your court. Utilize it. Now, I don't know 111111. I'm sorry. I'm not opening your line because I don't feel that you are sincere. And I'm not going to open it because I don't have time for foolishness. You have to find another way. Go to the chat room and put in your information there if you'd like to. But I'm not opening you because I don't know. 1111 is not a number. Not a number that I know of for the United States anyway. And I don't want to take a chance of you ruining my show. Sorry. Thank you. But that's it for tonight. If no questions, no comment, I thank you for coming in the chat room. I thank you for being on. And however else you may listen, I thank you for your support. It tells me you're listening and you want more and more. So we're going to talk next week. I skipped two chapters. I'm going to see what I'm going to do, because one of the chapters is talking about when you have children and you want a man. And one of them is talking about about these ladies who said they don't want a man. And I skipped those. I didn't want to go through that tonight. Strong, independent, and lonely women. So I might put both of those together next week. I'm not sure. And if I don't do that, then we're going to do, because I want to get to this, because this is very important too. So I might put those two chapters last and go into quick answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. So there's a lot of things back there that Steve... Okay, let me open up this line. Hold on.
Hi, welcome to the call, 336. You have a question, comment?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just calling in, and I have a question.
Sure.
I haven't read the book, but and I came in late. I have a question. What makes a male?
Yeah, I don't hear you, honey. Hold on. Let me see. Something happened.
Hello?
Okay, you're back. Now, ask your question again.
Oh, okay.
It went off.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question. What makes a male tell a lady that he's going to marry her, get her a ring, be her husband, blah, 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 and just not – what does Steve say about that?
Steve said he loves you, but he just won't lock you down, so you won't go anywhere. He's not ready.
Okay.
He's not ready to settle. So he's out there doing everything he wants to do, but he's not going to commit to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because he can. But if you put your foot down and tell him a certain date, you put your requirements, get you some standards and requirements, and tell him you want a date, and leave it at that. And if he loves you, he'll surrender. If not, he's going to go on. But one of our things is what we as women do is we get afraid. We are afraid to lose him. And Steve was saying, fear, the fear of failure. Don't be afraid. Just go on such a stance because you really want to know, don't you? You don't want to live the rest of your life not knowing whether this man loves you. And some women stay in a relationship and stay in a relationship until this man gets tired. And then what you are is second best. So he's tired. He's done beat himself up with all these other women. Now he's no good, and now he settles for you. You want that?
Nope. No, ma'am.
Okay, so you want something genuine. You want something real. So then you do what you're supposed to do. Set your standards. Get you some standards. Get you some requirements. You got to do this. I'm not going to settle unless you do this. And you give those requirements up front. As soon as you meet a man, and you don't just bring him out there like that. Steve told us how to do it. And all this is on my Facebook page. But Steve says, you know, in your conversation, you make sure you bring all of this stuff out. You know, you're having a casual conversation. You just met. You're sitting down talking. And this is the things that we talk about. So when we're on our dates, they're talking about these things. You put them in there, and, you know, it comes up. They come up. And you have the perfect opportunity to put your requirements out there. Instead of saying, I require this and this and this and that, that, that. No, you do it subtly. And he'll get the picture. And this way he'll say, oh, this woman has standards. And if they're too high for him, he's not ready, he's going to go on. He won't come and see you again. But if you have standards and he likes that, then he'll be back. He'll be back. He'll be back. And you just keep talking. And you keep, you know, and you tell them, you know, what you're saying, I'm not going to take forever. I've known women to be in relationships of this, 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 and that's not for me. You know, something nice and let them know. So it's a good book. It really is. It really is a good book. Thank you for your question. That was great.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions, comments? Okay, so next week I'll decide. I'm not sure what I'm going to try and put it out early on my Facebook page, what it's going to be. But I'm not sure what I'm going to have it as. Yes, we have another question, comment. Hold on. It's coming, honey. Okay, you have a question, comment, 803.
Yeah, I was just listening, and I believe that, I guess I probably said this before, but I think that women are so insecure and so afraid of losing somebody, even though he's a loser, of losing a loser, you know, that they allow these things to take place.
That's right.
I mean, if you don't have any, like he was talking about setting standards, if you don't set any standards or you don't have any, then you're setting yourself up for these things.
Exactly.
Nothing is going to change.
That's right.
I mean,
and then you're going by you're working on his standards. So he's going to do it however he wants to do because you didn't tell him nothing else.
Yeah, yeah, you need to give him an ultimatum. I mean, you need to, and you need to mean what the heck you're saying too.
Yeah, you got to mean it. And don't use the word ultimatum. No, because he says you don't tell him your standards and requirements like you're angry. You're doing it as you talk, and it's a conversation piece. And when something comes up, you put it in that conversation. You know, say for instance, you're talking, and there's so and so going on next week, and it's a good thing, and something like that, a good show or something like that. And you can say, yeah, I enjoy shows like that, but you know, I hate when I'm promised to go somewhere, and then I get stood up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So make it into the conversation. Not
yeah,
that you're angry, because men can pick up on you. You have baggage, and you don't want the baggage.
I'm actually referring to the people who has been with these people for so many years.
I know.
I'm talking, it's time now to do something.
Oh, yes. The ones that's, yeah.
I wasn't
really
referring to somebody in a fresh relationship.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they're going to have to do something.
That's been going through for years.
Mm-hmm. But these are the ones so afraid to lose the man. And
yeah,
if that man truly loves you,
it's time to step up to the plate.
Exactly.
And it's going to be this way or I'm gone.
Exactly. And mean it. You got to go.
Mean it. And then if he doesn't buckle down and do what he should do, then leave him.
That's right. That's right.
Love him anyway and leave him.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I mean, it's not easy, but it's like Steve said, it's better to do it now than to stay 8 more years, have babies and everything, and then he leaves you.
That's right.
So it's up to us. It's our choice. We have the power, but we give our power away so easily. We gave it to the man. But see, nobody taught us that we needed to set the standards. We need to be the one to say, this is the way it's going to be or else. In so many words, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we meet the man, we sit back. We don't say anything. The conversation is going good. We accept everything he says. We don't put in any input. And this is the time, because this man is feeling you out. That's why he called you over. I mean, that's why he came over. And don't go to no man who called you over. You let that nigga come to you. Excuse me. You let that man come to you. Sorry. You let him come to you. Yeah. You let him come to you. I can't stand a man wiggling his finger at you and you getting your butt up and going over. Let him come to you. Turn your head. Let him come to you. That's where you mess up. That's when he getting your power. You got the power. Let him come to you. And don't wiggle back at him and tell him to come to you. Just turn your head, because that's not the one. That's not the way. You don't pick me up. You come over here and act like a man. And talk to me like a man. You know, some men, you come over to your table and say, especially, you know, you're out in the bar or whatever, you want to dance. That's how they get started. You know, and then some will say, can I buy you a drink or something, you know? All those days are gone. Not yet. Oh, man, men have changed so. But they changed so because we've changed. Because we don't know what we want.
Don't conduct ourselves like ladies anymore.
No. And we don't know what we want.
Just in a manner thereof.
Exactly. And then some men don't approach us because they don't know whether you want a man or a woman. I mean, the world's gotten crazy. It's gotten crazy. It really has. It really has gotten crazy.
Now they got to find out what your preference is.
I know, right? That's what I mean. And
now
I ask you.
I tell you. There was a time when you could tell, but now some of the most beautiful women.
I know, girl.
That you lay your eyes on.
I know it. I know. I feel so bad.
What I say, and I will conclude again, if you want somebody, you better ask the Lord, honey. That's the best bet, child. Always
I know.
Lord. Jeez.
Okay.
I got a comment in the chat room. It says, single women are raising these men you are complaining about. Yeah, we know.
Yes,
we know. But that still doesn't change the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But you're right. And I don't care who's raising them.
That's right.
But anyway, ask the Lord, honey.
I'm typing back to the young lady.
Okay.
Change the fact that men must be men. And when we women need them, we can put them in their place. And when we women meet them, we can let them know politely we are not interested. And they'll find a way. Find a way to learn how to deal with a woman. Because there's nothing else we can do. Oh, she took some stuff up. Lord, let me see what else she wrote. He, she. So if they don't know, then what must a male do? Watch a TV program? No, I just told you, honey. No, because after they get turned down so many times, they'll find. They'll go and ask some questions. But those are good questions. No watching TV. No, please, TV got us messed up now. TV is not the answer. Please, please, no. My goodness. That's what's wrong now. Part of the problem. That is part of the problem. That's why I need a co-host so she can type this stuff. I got to type and talk. That is not the problem. Okay, let me see what she said. I often hear women complaining about the deficiencies in men, but when I ask female teachers, are they teaching young boys how to treat a female, they say no.
They because always they need a figure. I mean, a male figure.
Yeah, they need a male figure in life because the females don't know.
No, because a woman can't.
A woman can't teach a man how to be a man.
She cannot. Not the things that he needs, not everything that he needs to know.
That's right. I like these questions.
Yeah, there are certain aspects she can teach him, being manner, you know, having manners, respecting women, or with. But I mean, he needs to hear these things from men. He needs to have an example in his life.
Yeah, I'm putting that here. He needs a male role model.
He needs a male role model.
Good questions.
Because oftentimes you hear people saying, a woman saying, I can be the daddy, the father and the mother. That's not so.
Facebook question, QUESTIONING. That's good questions. That's wonderful. So how do they learn, how can a young woman know what to look for in a husband if she has never seen it played out between a mother and father at home?
From the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, the Bible.
From?
That's the answer.
From the Bible, from talk shows like this,
from a couple who they admire. They're still typing. She or he, one of them. But anyway, this has been good. Thank you all so very much. Let me see my last comment, then I'm going to have to get off. But yeah, that was a good. Those were good questions. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, this is it. Look, let's be real. Belief in the Lord or not, it's not an option. But single-family homes headed by females in the Black community is a plague. Okay. Sorry you don't believe in the Lord, but the Lord is the answer to all of our dilemmas. But if you're not a Christian, you won't believe that. But I'm a Christian, I'm a minister, and I know for a fact God is the one that can change any and every situation. So you might want to try and give your life to Christ, and I guarantee you, you'll have a better life. But thanks for the questions and comments. That was great. But the number one thing is the Lord. And if you don't go to the Lord, you don't want to be a Christian, it's fine, all well and good. Go to my Facebook page. I put a lot of information out there. It's for everybody. It's not just for Christians. You still can live a better life. Okay? But I am being real. God is the way. God is the truth and the life. And anything you need, you can get it from the Father. It's in the book. He's already spelled it out for us. He's the one who made men and women. And he made us to be helpmates, women to be helpmates to men. So that's why we know that males are supposed to be married to women, and the male is supposed to seek out the woman that he wants to marry. Whoever finds a husband, a wife, the Bible says, finds a good thing. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. With that being said, I thank you all. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law in this country. If a mischoices, that's the law of the land. You're correct. But when you're talking about Christ, we're not talking about the law of the land. We're talking about the heavenly kingdom. Okay. And you wouldn't understand, sweetheart, so I'm going to go off and end it with this. I wish I had time to talk with you more. But when we are Christians, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So we have to go by some of the laws of the land. But most of our laws come from the Bible. God bless you. I love you, and I will be praying for you. Please come again. Thank you for your questions and comments because they were great. I wish you'd call in next time so you can speak it and we can have a civil conversation, okay? Love you. Love all of you. Thank you for your support. God bless, and good night.
Good night.